You know what? It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. You know what? Hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to the State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie and DH.
What's really good with you?
We're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. We're here each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make certain you mark your calendar, save the date. Just give yourself an alert every week.
Absolutely.
Wednesday
absolutely.
Nights, 9 o'clock. Check us out. But here on the State is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because sometimes dating can be a little ugly, but it's a beautiful thing at the same time. You know, gift and a curse.
Absolutely.
Keep in mind that we are not experts. We just make it do what it do. That's what we do in the studio. We just have candid conversation, and you are welcome to join us. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100. That's 202-800-8100. You can also hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at DateIsOver. And make sure you like the Facebook page, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. Now, This Date is Over Radio is an extension of the totally awesome website, ThisDateIsOver.com. And since it is Wednesday, you know, that means our latest blog post is out. Check it out. It's absolutely freaking hilarious. It's called The Klutz. So check out that story. Let me know what you think. And also, email us your bad date stories, info@thisdateisover.com, or you can just post them directly on the website, thisdateisover.com. But make sure you check out The Klutz, post your comments, and share it, because it's hilarious. I thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
Really funny. But I want to take a quick pause to ask for your support and donations. A few days before my birthday in April, my line sister, Mytel Cecilia, also known as Cece, she suffered a brain aneurysm, which led to her having a stroke. So she has been fighting for her life. You know, it's been very difficult to see my line sister, you know, down and out, how she's been. You know, she's been in and out of intensive care and having all kinds of different surgeries. So if you guys, you know, have the means to do so, if you're interested and willing to do so, I would greatly appreciate if you would purchase a bracelet that says Pray for Cece. Her family is raising money to cover her medical expenses because she's been in the hospital since, you know, like April 16th. Right. So, and it's June.
Yes.
The 17th.
Yes.
So that's a lot to deal with and a hefty expenditure. So if you're interested in purchasing a bracelet, they're only $5. Go to, actually, send an email to prayforcc@gmail.com. That's prayforcc@gmail.com. That's prayforcc@gmail.com. So we would appreciate your support. I ordered my bracelet, shall I say. My other line sister still has my bracelet. She had them for like 3 weeks now.
Wow.
Like, can I get my bracelet this week?
Right.
But yeah, I'm going to get mine soon. Yeah.
But that's definitely a good cause. We definitely want to, you know, do our best to support, you know, because that is a pretty hefty expenditure, like you said.
Yeah, it's a hefty expenditure, and it's definitely going to be a long road of recovery for her. So
absolutely.
Yes. So if you guys could support once again, it's prayforcc@gmail.com. Just shoot an email, say, hey, I'm interested in purchasing a bracelet, and they'll take it from there. They'll send you a PayPal invoice, and there you have it.
There you go.
Also, next week, we're going to be doing a live discussion.
Live discussion.
We're going to be live on location next Wednesday at TGI Fridays in Largo, Maryland. We're going to be talking about Men and Women Decoded. So if you want to, you know, come out, join the debate / discussion, it's going to be kind of cool.
It's going to be pretty interesting.
And at TGI Fridays, they actually have an all-night happy hour.
All night?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
If it's all night, it's all right.
All right.
So come on out. Next Wednesday, we'll be there from, actually, I'll probably be there around 8, but 9 to 11 is when we're going to start the discussion. It's Men and Women Decoded. It's stop by and join the debate. The address is 1101 Shoppers Way, Largo, Maryland. But just Google it. Google TGI Fridays in Largo, Maryland.
It's right off Arena Drive. Off at Arena Drive. You can't miss it.
It's going to be a smashing good time. And just so that you guys are aware, my drink of choice is an old fashioned, just in case you were wondering. But I digress. I don't digress, because I got one more thing to announce.
Oh, go ahead.
Laser tag. We are winding down to the date is right around the corner for late night laser tag. It's adults only. Get your tickets from tagme.eventbrite.com. That's tagme.eventbrite.com. If you're planning on coming, you need to get your tickets in advance, because we will not be selling any tickets at the door.
Right.
So if DH is planning on coming, he might want to get those tickets. If you guys out there listening plan on coming, you might want to get those tickets, because don't hit me up the day of like, yo, I'm still trying to come through.
Right.
And it's going to be like $70 for you.
Oh, man.
But yeah, get your tickets from tagme.eventbrite.com. We're going to have a good time. I'm shooting everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody will get shot by me. Well, not my teammates. I'm not going to shoot my teammates, you know. So join my team, Miss Marie's team. But now I can finally get into tonight's topic, because we're talking about yours, mine, and ours. Because, you know, when you're dating and whatnot, you have your stuff, that person has their stuff. And when you want to, you know, come together as a couple, some things become our stuff.
Absolutely.
So how do you navigate that process when you're dating, and once you get into a relationship? You know, who covers the dates, and who covers the chores, who watches the kids, who takes care of the you know, the laundry and the upkeep of the home and the car maintenance. So all that stuff. Once again, the number to the studio is 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100. We're talking about yours, mine, and ours. But before we delve into the topic, I got some music.
Play it.
So keep it right here on The Flow.
Settle for my kids. and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the Flow.
No need to remove your coat, no need to take off your shoes. Usually you could stay, but not today, not today. No, this place is no longer yours, and I left your things right by the door. Please don't be that way. No, our love is such a rush, but inside it's slowly killing me. Nothing more for me to say, but not today, not today. No, so we must say our goodbyes to all of the pain and the lies. But nothing's been more true than these words to you.
I've been changed and rearranged, and it's not like it was before. And when the sun shines, I'll show her why she can't keep me anymore.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Coffee has never tasted and felt so good. Introducing Organo Gold, your favorite new tea, coffee, and more. What sets us apart from others is that our coffee has a powerful and healthy ingredient called Ganoderma. Get your free sample today and find out more about Organo Gold. Change your coffee. Change your life. Just brew it. Contact local distributor Robin S. Daniels at 301-801-0057. That's 301-801-0057. Or online at randr.organogold.com. That's randr.organogold.com.
Hey everybody, gotta tell you about Network Contracting Services. Network Contracting Services, where we will take care of your home and office needs. From handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and carpentry. We also build houses and additions. Please call us today and get started at 202-722-7470. Once again, 202-722-7470.
Well, thank you, DH. You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on the Flow with your girl, Miss Marie. And DH,
what's really good with you?
You just heard music from The Great Foreign Exchange.
Yes, The Great
song was
Foreign
Valediction.
Exchange.
And started the night off with music from music, Settle for My Love, which is a remake.
It's a really good song.
Who did it originally? Was it Patrice Rushen?
Well, there's been a couple of versions.
No, the actual
the
original
actual
one.
Let me get back to you on that one.
Is it Patrice Rushen or Minnie Riperton?
I think it was Patrice Rushen.
I think it's Patrice Rushen who did the original Settle for My Love. But yeah, tonight we're talking about yours, mine, and ours. Keep in mind, you can give us a call, 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100, or you can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover to chime in. So, DH.
Yes.
Yours, mine, ours.
Ah, well, I think that whole concept is really fuzzy at times. I mean, it really depends upon the two individuals within the situation. And I think with me personally, if I had to break it down, it would kind of go like this. I really put my relationships into four stages if I were to take it all the way through.
What do you mean? Four stages?
Four stages.
Okay.
So dating is a stage. And then boyfriend and girlfriend, that's a stage. Engagement, that's a stage. And marriage, that's a stage. So in the beginning with dating, I think it's mine. In my mind, I think it's mine.
So how long are you dating a person before it's, you know, a serious relationship? Because I know dating can be expensive.
Absolutely.
You know, on a man's behalf. Like, it's expensive for men, especially if he's not a cheap ass and not asking to go Dutch.
Absolutely.
It's going to be, you know, it can be a hefty expenditure.
Well, I think,
depending on what you like, too, or what she likes.
That's true.
I don't like cheap drinks, so I might be a little costly. But
look, you do have to bring a flask or something now.
Right.
Nah, but I think after a few dates, you kind of can know where it is going to go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I think once, after those few dates, once it gets into the boyfriend-girlfriend stage, I think that's when everything becomes ours.
How many is a few? Because she might be a little slower. I think, you know, me in general, I think I might be a little slow when it comes to, like, actually getting into a relationship.
But don't you have that conversation, though?
What?
That, how many times am I going to date you before I'm like, all right, let's, what are we going to do? But I think it's also different for the female, too, because the woman, if you got a good guy like myself, mm-hmm. who's going to pay pretty much most of the time we go out, you know, some could just be enjoying the free meals and the free
drinks.
She
could just enjoy your company and not want to be with you long term.
That's true, too. But by date number 3, I done had a conversation with you. Like,
so 3 dates and we a couple?
Nah, I didn't say that. I had a conversation at the
So what's the conversation going to consist of?
What's really good? How you feeling? Like, what's going on?
I think you're cool. I still need some more time. You know, yeah. I do enjoy spending time with you, but, you know, you're not the only person I'm dating.
And that's fine.
Because we're not a couple.
You're right.
So.
Listen. Luckily for me, my stuff has pretty much been cut and dry. After about 3 days.
What did you say? Pretty what? Cut and dry?
Pretty much.
Oh, I don't know what. Never mind. I thought you said something else completely. But as you were saying.
After 3 days, it's pretty much cut and dry for me. I can have that conversation and kind of get a gauge based upon what she says to depend upon which way we're going with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And this is just all ideally speaking, you guys. So I'm just letting you know. After you get into the dating stage and the boyfriend and girlfriend phase, I think that's when things become ours. You know, sharing things, you know. Of course, we're going to date, you know. And I think... This goes into a whole nother tangent. But I think in a relationship, I mean, I think that conversation is had too. You know, not everything is always on the man, you know, but just everything together is ours. That's how I feel. And when we're engaged, it's yours. And if we get married, it's all yours. Really. In my mind, that's how I feel.
Rewind the tape again, because you said when we are married, it's
yep,
yours.
It's yours.
It's no ours.
No, it's all yours.
But it's ours when? When we're dating?
It's ours when we're dating.
I'm confused.
No, it's ours when we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
It's ours when we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yep.
And then once we get married, it's all mine.
Yep.
So you have nothing.
It's yours. Just gonna let the music ride.
Okay. I don't know. I'm confused by that. Okay.
Nah.
So how do you, I mean, so when do you decide that the person is going to be your girlfriend? Or when do you, because you said 3 dates, but you're not going to be a couple in 3 dates, but you're still going to be going out in the meantime. So at that 3rd date, are you going to say, hey, you know, I've been spending all this money on you. Do you think you could chip in on the next date? Or what are you going to say? How are you going to articulate that?
I feel like it's not, it's a conversation that's had, but it's not really, it's like kind of unspoken.
But
for me, this is just.
But what are you going to do if she does not pay?
Well, I mean, I'm prepared to pay at all times.
Mm-hmm.
That's never an issue.
But you're going to feel some kind of way.
It's okay. Let's.
How do you address that? How do, fellas? Somebody call me and let me know. How do you address that? You know, you've been going out with somebody for, you know, 3 dates, as DH said, and you've paid for every last one of those dates, and you want to go out again. And she does not, you know, offer to pay for this date. How are you going to have that conversation with her to say, hey, you know what? I think you ought to, you know, start chipping in.
See, when you say it out loud, it sounds worse than what it really is. Because I'm just saying.
But you have to have that conversation. Because that's one of the beauty, you know, one of the beautiful things about, you know.
Right.
Possibly being in a relationship is transparency and communication. So you have to have these difficult conversations because they're important. Because you don't want to, you know, brush under the rug and then 2 months down the line you pissed off because you're still paying for everything.
Absolutely. But I mean, that I guess from personal experience. That's like most of the females that I've dated have been kind of cool. So after like 3 or 4 days, it's kind of like most of mine have been like, well, hey, let me plan this. Let me take you. Let's do this. You know what I mean? So I've had plenty of situations where they just up, and then I'm like, oh, cool. But nah, I mean, I could pay. Nah, because I plan this, I'm gonna pay.
But a lot of women don't say
that's
that.
That's true.
So what are you gonna do in a situation when a woman says, hey, I want to do this, let's do this, and she does not offer to pay?
It's fine. I'm like I said, I'm always prepared to pay. I'm not gonna.
A lot of guys, you know what's funny? Because you said you're always prepared to pay. I guess I might be going off, you know, on a tangent here.
It's okay.
Because you know, going back to the whole money situation, I remember a guy said to me that if he asks, you know, invites a woman out to happy hour, and she orders something that's not on a happy hour menu, then the date is over. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I feel like when you invite someone,
you should be prepared to cover it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I know I like whiskey and bourbon, and that generally is not on the rail liquor line. And rail liquor is really not that great.
I mean,
depending on where you are, it's not like it's rail for a reason. It's not top shelf.
Right.
So I like me a good old fashioned.
Right.
That does not, you know, that's not ever on a happy hour price. So are you really going to cut me off for a $12 drink?
Nah, I mean, not me. But
some
I'm like, if I invite you out, you know, if I invite you out for happy hour, or if I invite, let's just say happy hour drinks, whatever. If I invite you out, I'm prepared for it to be on me.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's something that's been discussed prior. Like if I'm just meeting you up, oh, hey, maybe we should get drinks, or I'm getting out, like stuff like that.
Now, I will try to get something off the happy hour menu to appease that person. Like, hey, maybe they have some wings or something like that. But when it comes to the alcohol, that's where I struggle to get a, you know, a happy hour drink. Although it depends on the restaurant, because some of them do have some decent liquor in their happy hour, you know, right. Drink specials.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's all a feel. Like, my thing is, I've never... If I go out, if I set it up and I plan to take you out, you can leave your person home. Like, you know, just make sure.
Really?
Yeah.
What are we doing later?
Hey, whatever you want.
Be my person. Show's my
over
car.
Show's over at 11, right?
Right.
But like, that's just how I'm prepared. Like, I'm not going to say, you know, yeah, come out. Oh, make sure you bring your wallet, though. You know what I'm saying? If I'm planning and setting it up. Unless, like I said, that's not already predetermined, that it's just a, like, we just friends, you know what I mean? And we just going out, then that's something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I had plenty of situations like that where we just friends. We going out, and the bill will come, and I'll just be like, nah, don't worry about it, I'll get it. You know what I mean? Same thing I would do, you know, with any type.
Is that
of
a stuff. Toilet flushing in the background of the song?
Oh, yeah, that is.
I did not know that. As many times as I've listened to Show Enough by Tila, I never noticed the toilet,
so, yeah,
flush,
a toilet flush
in the background. Wow.
That's
so okay. Let me go back to what you said.
Exactly. Okay.
You know, our stuff is separate, yes, when we are just dating.
Right.
Then it comes together.
Yes.
When we are a couple, then it separates when we're married.
Yeah.
Or were you just saying that the wife gets everything?
I'm saying the wife get everything.
Okay. So what do you get?
Hey man, I get whatever you leave me with.
All
because
right,
I've seen a lot of relationships where, you know what I'm saying, not necessarily the woman wears the pants, but it's a lot of times it's just easier that way. Like if you just, you know, let her do her thing, it's just easier that way. You know what I mean? But I think it's broken down a little bit, like with money. I think that's the biggest thing. It's always money. So it's like if you're dealing with joint accounts and separate accounts, because I'm curious about that. How do you feel about that?
With joint accounts?
Yeah.
I don't think you should do them until you get married.
Until you get married.
Right.
Okay. Now.
And then, you have to rewind all that, because you have to have these financial conversations before you even get into a relationship.
Of course.
And I know I've made the mistake of not doing that. And a lot of us, you know, we don't think about that. We're like, oh, you know what? I really like him, or I really like her, and we could just make this work. But you don't realize this person has horrible spending habits.
Right.
And I raised my hand at that because you know, I'm better at it now because I'm like, you know, a paycheck away from being homeless. So, but yeah, if this person might have really bad spending habits, or just have poor money management skills, or none at all, and I don't know. So, and person might be just extremely cheap or just extremely frivolous.
Right. Well, I spoke to someone today and they kind of broke it down to me. They're in a relationship, but they're not married, but they're in a relationship. They live together. And they essentially said they got one account for bills. That's the only joint account they have. Everything else is their own. So like bills and groceries and stuff.
And I don't want to be living like a married couple if I'm not married. Yeah, that's the challenge I have. You know, I don't want us to have, because I made the mistake as you know, young, dumb, and in love, right, by getting like a timeshare with an ex-boyfriend,
right,
and you know, putting our names on this that we're stuck to having for the rest of our lives or till it's paid off,
right,
which is a total ripoff altogether. But yeah, just doing that whole situation, like, okay, maybe this wasn't the greatest idea. So when things go south or when things get sour, people can be petty.
Right.
You know, well, I left the apartment that we have in both of our names, but you're going to be responsible for the debt because I moved out, or, you know, you're not going to get your security deposit back. You know, it's so many other things that happen when you do these joint accounts and sign things and co-sign things together. Then your credit, you know, is jacked up. And the person, oh, are you going to cheat on me? Oh, I'm taking all the money out of our joint account. They can't tell what's yours or what's mine. My name was on the account, so I can close it and take all the money out.
That is true.
So I get a little concerned with that. You know, I have to play devil's advocate because, yeah, it sounds great. Yeah, we live together. And I know that it's more cost effective when, right, you have somebody to live with versus taking care of yourself. But I'm always thinking about those other situations when things go a little south,
yeah,
unexpectedly. But actually, we got to go to break. So keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio. Give us a call. The number is 202-800-8100. 202-800-8100. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant buildouts, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. 9335 or online at pittelectric.com. That's PITT-electric.com.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Date Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
Don't nobody hold me, don't nobody. myself yearning for the heaven that you bring me from your black hands.
Touch me,
touch me. Wanna feel you inside me.
All I want,
all
is,
I want is you.
Love on me. All I want,
all
is,
I want
you.
Is you.
All I want is you.
Come on.
To love on me. All I want is you.
All I want.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl Miss Marie and DH. What's up, DH?
What's really good with you?
Everything's good.
Everything's everything.
Yeah. That's music from Misha Nigel Cello from Washington, D.C.
I like the way you said that name.
The song Soul Searching. One of my favorite songs for her. Actually, that was last week's Make Out Monday song of the day.
Make Out Mondays are good.
Yes. Did y'all make out on Monday? Did I make out on Monday? No, I didn't.
You sure?
I'm positive.
You got your fingers crossed. I don't know if they can see that.
I mean, unless I was making out with myself. But does that really count? But tonight, we're talking about yours, mine, and ours. And keep in mind that you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100. 800-8100. Area code 202. I might have said that too fast. But oh well. Make sure you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Check out our latest blag. What is wrong with me today?
You just got to slow down.
What is a blag?
A blag?
I don't know. My mind is all over the place. Blog post. Okay. Get it together. Let's try that again. Go to thisdateisover.com and check out our latest blog post, The Klutz. Hilarious. And also post your bad date stories and relationship woes. But like I said before, we're talking about yours, mine, and ours. We started talking about finances and, you know, covering dates and whatnot at the initial stages. But we actually got a call on the line. Caller, Danny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So, Danny from Temple Hills, what did you want to contribute?
It's kind of funny. A lot of women that I run into that have had a whole lot of bad dates. They always tell me a story about how that they try to ask them to pay half. And I'm always...
That is such a turnoff.
I've always been of the mindset that, you know, man should always pay.
Mm-hmm.
And not so that he can knock the boot at some point, but just chivalry itself should be taken into consideration. I mean, you'll eventually get some hay for your donkey, but you just come off looking a whole lot better, you know, offering to take a woman out as well as opening the doors.
Exactly. You catch more flies with honey. You catch more flies with honey. And as I said a long time ago on the show, and I'll say it again, you know, fellas, when you are pursuing a woman, when you're dating a woman, picture her with all of her clothes off. And every misstep you make, she's putting on a layer of clothing. You asked me to go on a Dutch date. That's not a date, number one. All of my clothes are going to be put back on, and you will not...
We just going out.
Get the
right?
Vag, or any, you won't even get to smell the vag if you ask me to go Dutch. That is such a turnoff. It's so tacky, and chivalry is like a foreign language to a lot of guys nowadays. But you know, with this whole thirst terminology, a lot of men are afraid of putting themselves out there because they don't want to be taken advantage of. But are you really going to hurt yourself if you spend $25 on this woman? Because I remember a few years ago, I had gone out. This guy asked me out to dinner at this Thai spot. I think my meal with drink was $20. $20! And he said, well, you want to split it? I said, no.
That's
but
a
if
hell
it,
of a date right
if,
there
if that's
for
how you, if that's how you feel about the situation, then keep in mind that you will never see me again. I just want you to know this. Because he was like, well,
but that's the other problem, too, is that women shouldn't put up with it. You know, and if he's genuinely interested, he asks for your number, that's fine, and he asks you on a date. But when it comes time to pay, you know, pick up the bill, if he starts talking that you got your ass and that sort of thing, you politely say, okay, you put out your money, and let that be the last time that you do this individual.
That's always the last time for me. That is always the last time.
Yeah, women will settle for things like that, and that's a problem as well.
Ladies, don't settle. And before I let you go, Danny, I wanted to ask you a quick question, you know, because we're talking about yours, mine, and ours. How many dates are you going to pay for until you get, you know, have that feeling like, yay, can she chip in? How do you have that conversation with a woman? Because, you know, as I said before, dating can be expensive for a guy. So do you actually say that, or do you just deal with it and continue to pay?
My experience has been, I've been dating for quite some time. my experience has been, I never have that conversation. You know, I take women on trips. We go to dinner. We do different things, and because I'm not a high roller, but that's just the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
The date thing, I seem to have a much better time with women when there is no discussion of who's doing what.
Mm.
And I've had women that say, oh, you know, I want to do something for your birthday, and that's what I think is good. And that's part of it. She wants to take you out to dinner for your birthday, or you got a promotion at work, and that sort of thing. And that's cool. But other than that, I've just always paid. That's just never been any question. And they offered to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I would say, oh no, I wouldn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the way I was raised, I guess.
Well, Danny, we need more men like you, honey. We need more men like you. I think you should start, you know, have your own training center and teach men how to be chivalrous.
Danny's School of Dating.
Right, Danny's School of Dating. So did you have any questions for Danny?
Hey, Danny, just real quick, man, while I got you here. Do you think it's a generational thing, man? Or do you think it's more, you know, the whole, you know, dating and chivalry is more like an old school thing, and these young boys really don't understand the thing behind it?
Say it again.
Oh, do you think it's more of a generational thing? Like, you know, we kind of maybe have an old school mentality versus some of these young cats right now who really, you know, just going with the flow and really don't understand, you know, about the whole chivalry and dating and courting and things like that.
It's a much bigger topic to discuss, and a lot of what young people see nowadays is what Jay-Z and Beyonce and putting on television.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it or not, I was really never not to say a flop story, but my father left when I was 7 years old. I didn't really learn any sort of dating skills, you know, from a male, so to say. I just kind of picked up on things. But you know, what you see, you know, what's going on nowadays, it's kind of interesting that how young guys pick up women nowadays, as opposed to, as opposed to the way it was done, you know, when I was younger.
Things have changed significantly.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said things have changed significantly.
Oh yeah, no question. You know, it's kind of interesting. I tell a lot of young guys, and not to sound crass, but we all know what the goal is, but it's just a different way to get there.
Exactly. It's always the same goal, but it's how you get there. And if you're gonna shortchange it, then you're probably not gonna get there. So just keep that in mind. So Danny, thank you so much for tuning in and calling us. And make sure you tell your friends about us and check out the website too.
I sure will. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
We're gonna be live on location next week. If you can come out to the discussion next Wednesday, we'll be at the TGI Fridays in Largo.
I'll definitely do that.
All right. Well, have a good one. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
So now I got to tell you guys about Epiphany Salon and Spa. You know, relax and enjoy the attentive hair care atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C. Specializing in cuts, color, and healthy hair, we offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Ask about a formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. Call 202-319-1600. Once again, that's 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today. So I'm going to change gears really quick because it's time for This Week in Black History. So I'm going to pass it to you, my friend, D.H.
Why, thank you. This Week in Black History, a lot of important events happened throughout Black history this week. Back in 1957, the Tuskegee boycott began, where basically blacks boycotted city stores in protest against act of state legislature, which deprived them of municipal votes by placing their homes outside of city limits. Gosh, corrupt system, man.
Still corrupt.
You ain't lied. Back in 1862, Congress authorized President Lincoln to accept blacks in the Union Army. So that was a big move. Then back in 1928, James Brown, you know James Brown, the godfather of soul, was born back in Pulaski, Tennessee. Also in 1897, William Frank Powell was born a New Jersey educator. Named the minister to Haiti, was born back at this time. And also back in 1972, Frank Willis and the Watergate conspiracy. See, some people may not really know about that, but Frank Willis was the whistleblower who foiled the break-in at the offices during the Democratic National Committee event.
Oh, wow.
To begin the Watergate conspiracy.
Well, all right now.
There you go. Hey, we're bringing it hard with the black history. Mm-hmm. Now, for this week in My Beautiful Black Women, I have to give a big shout-out to someone who helped raise me. Miss Claire Huxtable, aka Felicia Rashad, who turns 67.
Okay. This week. Mama 60, Claire.
Yes. Oh, I love Claire Huxtable, man. Right. I need to find me a Claire Huxtable. If y'all out there, hit your boy up, man. Hit me up. But yes, that is This Week in Black History.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. So going back into tonight's topic, because we're talking about yours, mine, and ours. Now, I do think, you know, over time that a woman should asked to chip in, you know, offer to chip in when, you know, when it comes to the whole dating situation and whatnot. Because, like I said, it can be expensive for a guy. At least offer.
Right.
You know, try to cook him some dinner or something, you know. Just show him that he's appreciated. I'm trying to, like, find some other music here. So.
I feel like I have to talk in rhythm like
this. I know. Right? Yeah, we got the jazz. We got the jazz. So once you know, take it into, you know, more of a relationship situation, I mean, it's definitely important that you have these conversations about finances,
right?
About how you're going to be doing things, you know, when it comes to dates or travel, because, you know, it adds up,
right?
So, you know, some people, you know, choose to divide it 50-50, but I guess it's just situational, because if that person makes more money, would you expect that they will chip in more than the other? That's my assumption. But the other thing that comes into play is chores, you know, or responsibilities, regardless if you live together or not. Because
right.
I remember when I was, you know, with the early stages of dating one of my ex-boyfriends, we spent a lot of time at each other's homes. So either he was at my house or I was at his. And I noticed that he was not helping with the cleanup right. aspect of things, and that kind of got under my skin. That, you know, he was just leaving stuff everywhere. He would leave plates over, you know, here and cups there, and spilling stuff and his clothes on the floor. Right. So, you know, I called him up. I said, hey, you know, I really do enjoy our time together, but do you think that, you know, you could kind of help me out with, you know, cleaning up behind yourself a little right. bit better? And he flipped.
Really?
Flipped out. Oh, so you think I'm dirty and this? I was like,
people don't like that.
No, I don't, because I'm not a neat freak at all.
Right.
At all. And my place is a mess right now because my closet is still broken. So all of my clothing are on my couch right. in my living room. Right. So it looks crazy. So yeah.
But I think
it's necessary though to have. But you have to have these difficult conversations. Yeah. Because you don't want to go into a full-blown relationship or a full-blown marriage without having had these discussions.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me to wait.
I think really, you said a key point there with chores. I think when we live in the same space,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just feel like as adults, just mentally as adults, you should be able to just understand that if something is dirty, if something is messy, you need to clean it. I don't have a maid, or I'm not a maid, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And just... You know, you got to be able to upkeep your home, because, you know, you live in, when you share in space, that's one thing with me, sharing any type of space. I don't want anybody to think I'm crazy,
mm-hmm.
you know, or think I'm dirty, because I make sure I pick up after myself. But just in my mind, that's just how I've always been raised. I'm the oldest of four. So I've been picking up after people, you know, for 30 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think that's a conversation that shouldn't need to be, you know, had, but. I guess in your case, you had to have that conversation, and he felt some kind of way.
He felt like, seriously, he was so offended, and just like, I was like, damn, it became World War III. All I'm saying is, could you just pick up a little bit more? You know, if I leave the house before you do, and you still in the bed, could you make the bed before you leave? Because I'm gonna do the same at your house. Or, you know, if I cook something, you know, do you mind helping out with the dishes, and I'll do the same, vice versa.
You know, it's funny you said that, because my mom said one thing that always sticks out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I would hate for your father to come home to a dirty house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So she'd always be on us, like, make sure we take care of our stuff.
Right.
But, you know, she always was straightening up the kitchen, because I guess that's just that old school mentality. Like, she don't want, you know, you come home from a long day of work.
And it weighs on your psyche, you know, because no. like, with me coming home now, I'm like, oh, my God.
Right.
And I still, which is terrible, I still have, because I've been cleaning out my second bedroom, and I still have these big ass boxes that need to go to the Goodwill.
Right.
And I've had people offer to help me, and I've been like, no, I don't feel like dealing with it today. But I have to deal with it, because I have all these clothes I got to take, because it drives me crazy when I get in the house.
Right.
So, yeah, but, you know, we in a relationship, I would hope that those types of things will happen, but of course you got to have that conversation.
But you know what? That's something that I look for.
What?
Like, I can't deal with no junky female. Mm-hmm. I just can't do it.
Well, we can't get along together.
But see, there's a different level of junk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have stages for everything tonight, but uh-huh. there's different levels of junk.
what level of junk?
There's a small level of junk is okay,
mm-hmm.
but not like, you know, where I can see if you know, putting your makeup on, you getting dressed, you got stuff all over the place. That's fine. I understand that. But if stuff is just always out,
mm-hmm.
and if you ain't, and if, like, you don't pick up after yourself, that's unattractive to me.
I can understand that.
Very much so. Unattractive to me.
Because you definitely don't want to go to a guy's house and it's like crap everywhere. So, yeah, I don't want somebody to come in and then you tripping over something as soon as you walk in the door. Like, oh.
If I ever go to a woman's house
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to sit down, that happened before.
Really?
I went to her house and was really like, bruh, I'm going to be here. I was
you
really
said, I don't even want the drawers now. You know, you can keep it.
Because I was unsure, because I actually kept her home, how those drawers were. That was the whole thing. Because I was just like,
ooh.
Bro, I went inside the house, like, you know, the outside be all looking good. You be like, okay, cool. You walk inside, I'm like, yo, you live here? Trust and believe, man. That was a life changing experience, man.
This date is over.
Done. The day was over as soon as I stepped foot on that welcome mat, which was dead.
Was she like moving out or moving in or?
She was I don't know what she was, but I know I was ready to move out, and I don't even live there. But now I can't do like stuff like that, man. Mm-hmm. Especially from a woman, man.
Yeah, it my stuff drives me crazy, so
yeah.
That's why, you know, I come from a family of pack rats and hoarders and I've developed some of those tendencies, but I'm getting rid of it because I can't. It drives me crazy. I'm like, why do I have all this stuff? But I want to go back to, you know, going, you know, to dividing finances and responsibilities and relationships, because that's a question I asked, you know, to the married and people in relationships. I asked in social media, you know, how do you divide finances and responsibilities in your relationship? Do you split the bill at restaurants, or do you pick up every other tab? Who covers vacation expenditures? Do you have specific chores and responsibilities? So, and, you know, of course, everybody says it's different. You know, it's situational. You just have to do whatever works for you.
Right.
Some people say there's no division. We both have our accounts, and we have access to each other's accounts when it's time to pay the bills. You know, somebody might be better with finances than the other, so that one handles the responsibility of paying those bills and whatnot. Some people say they pay certain bills, their husband pays the other bills. Cars and mortgages are car notes and mortgages are split, as well as child care. We usually split vacations. You know, sometimes it's on them,
right,
you know, on one person, sometimes on the other person. So it's all in how you plan to manage it. But I would recommend, and it's something that I want to do, is getting with a financial advisor, you know, for your relationship. Because the number one cause of divorce, if I'm not mistaken, is finances. It's not the cheating. It's not all this other stuff. It's finances.
Finances.
And I can really break it down because, you know, we have a lot of people who have these bad spending habits. You know, you're shopping and having stuff, you know, sent to your auntie's house because you don't want your husband to see it, or you don't want your wife to see that you got another, you know, electronic device, or you got some more shoes or some more clothes, or, you know, you're just not saving at all, and then you want to go, you know, you want to spend all this money on these lavish vacations, but you don't have any money to cover it.
Right.
So you put everything in your credit card. So that can be a challenge. And I think people are even more afraid to reveal their financial situation than, you know, their sketchy, you know, relationship past. Because that's hard. That's very intrusive, and that reveals a lot about that person, because you don't know. You know, we have an emotional connection to money.
Oh, man.
So we don't even know how deep it really is.
Yo, that's crazy you said that, because it's like finances are so much different than like cheating and things like that. Like
right.
You said, because you tell, if you got a bad credit score and somebody say, you know, I want to do some things, they'd be like, what's your credit score? He'd be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel like that you may be, you know, you may be loved differently, because you, in your mind, you feel like you can't really support them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's kind of what it is. If you, you know, had a rough, you know, tumultuous past, and you're trying to get your money right, you know,
me,
join the club, you know, that can, you know, hinder you from doing certain things, or even
and people don't understand that, whether it be, you know, somebody you're trying to date, or just friends and family in general. I could say, like, look, you know, I can't really, well, we should go on this trip, we should go there. I cannot afford it. Well, it's only $700. I cannot afford it. And people do not hear you when you say that. Well, come to this place and come to that place. Well, let's hang out here. Let's do this. Let's do that. Well, I would love to, but I cannot afford it.
That's a good topic.
Yeah.
We need to save that for another day. I like
that. And that makes me wonder, if your finances aren't together, should you really be dating? I have to ask myself that sometimes.
But
I, you know, and I think it's a double standard, because I feel some kind of way about a man who's totally jacked up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
like, you living on somebody's couch, you don't have a car, you don't have this. I definitely do feel some kind of way about that.
But look, I'm just going to use the term loosely, but a woman who's in a financial situation can still date, because,
honey, when I got laid off from my job, I did not ever go without having a date.
Exactly. You going to eat.
Yep.
You going to be able to go out and drink.
Yep.
And, you know, that's you can do that. But for a dude, if you're in a financial situation, you're not doing nothing. Like, you can't date. You know what I mean? You can't really date like you probably want to.
You could do certain things, like, but you know, free stuff. Yeah. Oh, baby, let's go on a picnic. But other things, no.
But
it's definitely gonna be challenging.
You couldn't even still schedule a free event, because the woman may be like, "Well, let's do something else," and you be like, "Oh, I don't know if I can do that."
Yeah, I'm a little tired. It's getting kind of late. Like, it's 6 o'clock.
Be checking the bank account while she go to the bathroom. You be like, "Bro, can I really do this?" You know what I'm saying? But like, that's the thing. Men and women, you know, that's kind of the financial situation is harder, I think. This is just just me all the time. I think it may be harder for men when you're in a dating situation.
It is. But some men don't care. You know, it's a new breed of men out here nowadays, and they don't care. I told you, I've met so many guys who don't have a pot to piss in, and they want to date. Or, you know, I've met people who live in homeless shelters, right, and whatnot. And I understand they're going through their situation, but as I said previously on the show, you know, that's a challenge. Like, I don't care about you enough to help you or want to help you with your situation.
Not yet.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't like you enough. Because now I'm like, okay. Right. I'm like, well, why did you ask me for my number if you knew that, you know, we can't do stuff together? Because, you know, if I'm looking at something long term, yeah, I want a man that can protect and provide.
Right.
And you can't do either one of those.
Right.
So that makes me cautious. And, you know, I'm not trying to down, you know, that person's situation, because I know people make mistakes. Things happen. I know.
But, you know,
I'm still recovering from mistakes.
But back to the theme, you know, yours, mine, and ours, like, that's really, when you get in a situation, you're taking on all that baby mama drama,
yep,
all the previous relationship baggage, all the bad money, you know, decisions and things that you made. Like, that's all coming with the situation. And you have to be honest enough when you're getting into a situation to say, hey, look, these are the areas where I lack. You know what I mean? And just be honest with yourself, because, you know, for me, for DH, you got to accept DH as is. You know what I mean? And when I give you that information about, you know, what I need help with, if you can't handle it, then I gotta, you know, this date is over.
Yes, this relationship is over.
Real talk.
And you're listening to the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio with your girl, Miss Marie and DH.
What's really good?
We're discussing yours, mine, and ours. It's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. But keep in mind, you can give us a call in the studio, 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram, at Date Is Over, and like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Don't forget, next Wednesday, we're going to have a live discussion,
yes,
at TGI Fridays in Largo. They have an all-night happy hour. We're talking about men and women decoder, because, you know, we just want to break down these codes and understand each other, you know, in the disconnect, because I want to be able to understand these men. I'm certain men want to be able to understand us women.
Absolutely.
But anyway, like I said before, it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. DH just hit on it. Now, I was going to rant and rave about, you know, yours, mine, and ours. And when you're getting into a relationship, you need to have those difficult conversations and really, you know, weigh the pros and the cons and really ask yourself, can I take on this relationship? Can I take on this person's situation? Because once we become a unit, I inherit all of their baggage. I inherit the good and the bad. I inherit their children, if they have them. The older you get, the more inclined the other person is going to have kids. I have to inherit their family, you know, their mother, their sister, their cousins, their aunties, their debt, you know, student loans or credit cards or, you know, just bad debts and bad mistakes that they made in college that they're trying to recuperate from. So you have to really evaluate that and see if you can handle that. And couples, please, people in general, don't be afraid to have these financial conversations and just these responsibility conversations. You know, who's going to be doing what, so there's nothing left, you know, to uncertainty. So you don't want to be building up all this resentment because this person's spending too much, or you're jealous because they make more money than you and they're not chipping in like you think they should. Have those difficult conversations. It will save you a lot of headache in the long run. So make sure that you guys are communicating and talking. You know, be as transparent as possible. You know, if you're going to be taking that step before marriage and moving in with each other, you really need to have a hard and honest talk about finances and who's going to be doing what. How are you going to be dividing things? And, of course, everything is not going to be fair. I know people say, well, it's got to be 50-50. How are we going to be dividing the finances and the chores? It's situational. If you make more money, be expected to spend more money or have to cough up, you know, more of, you know, the bills, those payments. And if you don't make the most money, then you might have to handle more of the responsibilities when it comes to cooking and cleaning and grocery shopping and, you know, child care and what have you. So just have those difficult conversations and be be cognizant of, you know, this person's baggage, because, yeah, he's great or she's great. I really like him. I really like her. I really love him. I really love her. But you have to love the good, the bad, and the ugly, because as we say at the beginning of the show, relationships and dating can be good, bad, and ugly. So you're going to experience all that in your relationship. You just have to, you know, look in the mirror and really see if you can take that on. So
I like that. I mean, you hit the nail, you know, right on the head. I mean, that's important when you're in these situations. And you got to really understand that goes back to the term love is it's unconditional. You know what I mean? So I know when I get into these situations, I got to be able to love you unconditionally.
Right.
Sickness and health, you know, all that good stuff.
Your bad debt. Yeah. I got to love these damn student loans. Yeah. Sally Mae.
But see, that's, man.
And some things I don't think you should have to visit on your partner.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, if you have student loans, perhaps you should continue to pay those on your
Absolutely.
Own. But of course, you're going to have some joint debts.
Right.
But if the person is for you and they really with you, they really rock with you, that y'all really together, y'all really married, so maybe they can help you pay that stuff down.
Let's help you get
even though it was not their responsibility, but maybe they can help you. I don't know. Maybe they can work with you to help you save. And I know you have to be respectful of their opinions and their feedback and vice versa, because people with spending addictions, you know, it's hard to crack that.
Yeah.
If she loves nice shoes, if she loves, you know, going to the casino, and she loves, you know, and he loves electronics, and he got to have, you know, I don't know, the latest cologne, latest watch. He got to have an Apple Watch. He got to have a new iPod, even though he has 4 iPods in the house. So things of that nature, you have to have those difficult conversations and make certain that you can afford it. You know, a lot of us get in the habit of living beyond our means. I know I've done it, still doing it. Well, working on not doing it, because I'm living below my means now. But living beyond our means, and we really have to have a plan. You know, just like you have a coach to teach you how to play basketball, you might want to have a coach to help you deal with your finances and tackle that. Because I think that's definitely the Achilles heel when it comes to the Black community. We really don't have any type of generational wealth to pass down to our children and our family. And we don't really talk about money because we don't understand it. Like, I'm still learning. So.
Absolutely. I mean, that's like everything you're saying right now is just so important. And when you're able to come to that person that you're, you know, prospecting or thinking about having a situation, you know, and they give you the response that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, well, what can I do to assist?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's such a turn on to me.
And because, be willing to take that help.
Absolutely. Because I feel like somebody that is willing to help you is somebody that's going to hold you down. So it's, if you come to me with a situation, well, what can I do to help? What do you need me to do? How can I assist? You know, and I think that's just, that comes along with being in a relationship, being giving, because in a relationship, it's not about you. You know, it's about the other person. You know what I mean? As far as how I go. You know what
keeps
I mean?
Them happy, and they will keep you happy.
Exactly.
The law of reciprocity, honey.
Absolutely. So if I can keep you happy, you know, happy wife, happy life. You know what I'm saying? And that's important.
Yeah, let me go on to Instagram, because I know I posted a question that DH asked. He said, is it really 50-50? When in a relationship, who handles that? Who's in control of certain situations? What's the split? Okay, I hit the wrong button. So my buddy Gaffney said, first of all, couples need to stop trying to live beyond their means. If one of you can afford your housing, then you shouldn't be living there. If one of you can, maybe it's a can't.
Yeah.
Maybe meant can't. If one of you can't afford your housing, then you shouldn't be living there. I think trying to make a relationship 50-50 makes issues, because then you begin to try to make every aspect of the relationship 50-50. If one is a great cook, then they should mostly cook, and the other should mostly clean or handle whatever aspect that they are great in. Keyword, mostly. With the bills, you should just make an honest split between the bills. They can mostly add up to being even, but you shouldn't split each bill down the middle. If one person makes extremely more than the other, you definitely cannot go 50-50 or even close. But the one bringing less to the table should be able to balance the other needs of the relationship, such as groceries, cleaning, etc. I have a friend who doesn't work, but her side jobs and couponing takes care of all the household needs and vacations.
That's good stuff right there.
See, they got a good system. You definitely have to have a system.
But I think you, as long as the other person is willing, like if you understand, if you make a ton of money,
mm-hmm.
and I make a little bit of money, you know, as long as we understand that just because you make a bunch of money doesn't mean I'm just gonna let you just live off you. You know what I mean? Somebody that's still willing to offer what and do what they can. So if I'm a great couponer, I'm a coupon the hell out of everything so I can make sure we get it as best as possible so that we can keep this money that we have.
You know, I'm not a couponer, but I am a bargain shopper.
Yeah.
I'm not good at couponing like those other people are.
Yeah.
When I've seen those shows, they get like crap, like oodles and noodles and stuff that I don't need. Like I don't eat this processed food crap. But whatever, it works for them because they can get like detergent and stuff that I want to know how to do.
Yeah.
But
have like 40
coolest minutes. One said, I'm going to do the chores regardless, but she better help out if she wants to stay around. Bill paying is something we'll have to work out a budget for. Both should be discussed and agreed upon so we know what to expect from each other. Any issues should be brought up so that we can make adjustments before we actually fall behind.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it goes back to, having those conversations, man.
Yes, like, have those difficult conversations.
When it comes down to money, you have to talk. I can't do things on assumptions because assumptions will leave you broke and assumptions won't pay for stuff. You know what I'm saying? You have to have those conversations and know that, hey, this is what we're paying together. If this is a smaller bill, you can handle it. If this is a bigger bill, I can handle it. Like, those conversations need to be had because you're messing around and like, oh, the light's off. Oh, forgot that. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, we can't do that. You know what I mean?
You know, and one of the other important things too, for the person who makes more money, that does not give you a license to hold that over that person's head either.
Right.
You know, because it's yours, mine, ours. Once we're splitting stuff, it is ours. You know, once we are together, it is ours. So please don't, you know, take that time to really hold. Well, I pay all the bills around here, and you don't do nothing but wash the dishes.
I'm the breadwinner.
Right. Don't belittle that person's contributions to the relationship. You know, because that's what your agreement was, that, you know, you were going to be taking care of most of the financial stuff, and this person will take care of most of the domestic stuff.
Yeah, you definitely can't do that, because that'll be another way that the relationship and the date is over.
Yeah, resentment happens. And I know, especially for women, if they're the breadwinner, some women can really hold that over a man's head and just completely crush his testicles. And we don't want that to happen.
No, we need those testicles.
Yes, you need those.
But that is an interesting dynamic when the woman makes more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never been in a situation where, you know, a woman made more than me. Nor have I been in a situation where I'm fully sharing a space with a woman. But, I mean, I figure, I mean, I would hope that there wouldn't be an issue, you know, if the woman is making more. You know, that wouldn't emasculate me, if that's the good question. I would be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally.
As long as she doesn't bring it up in arguments, but you don't pay for nothing around here.
Yeah. I'm just not the one to have an argument with in the first place. But, yeah, as long as she don't do that, we good.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, give us a call. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100. I'm going to play some more music and keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio.
Let's go. process on. The feeling strong. The green fades to gray. Blinded by the tone of you, I feel the truth is known. The air is brittle, I sense you frail, so I need to hold on. Closed eyes guide me through, closed lips seek you, and then this journey on. I roam alone, I trip, I fall into your open arms. Your tenderness, it beams the best, but we are alone.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Coffee has never tasted and felt so good. Introducing Organo Gold, your favorite new tea, coffee, and more. What sets us apart from others is that our coffee has a powerful and healthy ingredient called Ganoderma. Get your free sample today and find out more about Organo Gold. Change your coffee. Change your life. Just brew it. Contact local distributor Robin S. Daniels at 301-801-0057. That's 301-801-0057. Or online at randr.organogold.com. That's randr.organogold.com.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl Miss Marie and DH.
What's really good with you?
Just heard one of my favorite songs by Jesse Boykins. The song was Grayscale. I love that song.
Hey, Jesse.
I love Jesse Boykins, man.
Hey,
I listen to his
talent,
during the day when I'm not listening to This Date Is Over Radio reruns. I listen to iTunes Radio.
Absolutely.
And I have a Jesse Boykins station that I love. So if you guys have never heard of Jesse Boykins, look him up. Google him.
He's
a beast. Some great music. Interesting looking guy with the hair.
Very much so.
Yeah, but.
But there's a lot of interesting looking people in the music.
I mean,
he's
a musician. That's to be expected, you know. You know, he's not unattractive. He just got weird hair. To me. It's weird to me. But yeah, so won't you tell him again about network contracting services? Oh, I can do that. I can do it. Don't worry.
Are you sure?
Yes. Introducing Network Contracting Services, where we will take care of your home and office needs, from handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and carpentry. We also build houses and additions. Call us today to get started at 202-722-7470. Once again, that's 202-722-7470. So tonight we're talking about yours, mine, and ours. You know, how do we divide things? Is it 50-50? Is it 80-20? Is it 70-30? Give us a call. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100. 202-800-8100. 800-810-8100. Now, don't forget to get your tickets to Late Night Laser Tag on June 27th. We're going to have a mother effing Yeah, we're going to have a mother effing ball, okay? I'm going to have a great time. And let me tell you guys, it is definitely a workout, okay? I was sweating like a whore in church when I was, when we did Late Night Laser Tag last year. I was so hot. Because when you're running around and it's dark, and so wear light clothing. I don't know if you want to wear shorts, though, because if you're going to be rolling around, maybe you don't need to roll around. That's a bit much on the ground. But
Call of Duty.
Definitely wear, like, you can wear shorts because nobody's just doing anything like commando, jumping and flipping stuff. So wear some shorts and, like, a tank top or something or a light T-shirt because you are definitely going to get sweaty.
You're just trying to look at all them guys.
Basically. And we're going to pregame at Red Sky and Laurel. So if you want to have some drinks beforehand, join us at Red Sky. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to go on over to do some laser tag.
It's going
to
be a fun time.
Can't wait. Once again, tickets are on thisdateisover.com or you can go to tagme.eventbrite.com. So yeah, yours, mine, ours. How do you divide things? So a question I have for you, DH, do you think this is a fair trade? So let's say that the guy takes care of the dates, but she takes care of all the cooking. You know, I remember, I think I was in a situation a few years ago when I didn't make nearly as much money as this guy. He had like this freaking six-figure salary. Did I just spit on myself? He had a six-figure salary. And, you know, I was in the process of like buying a home. So my funds are really tight. So I let him know. I said, hey, you know, I can't really do all these lavish dates and whatnot. So, you know, I think it'd be a good trade-off since you always in my house anyways. You know, I cook dinner during the week and we go out, you take care of it. So,
you know, I don't have an issue with that. And you know why? Because we had a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You told me I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And regardless of how much money I make, you told me your situation.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I can then make a decision on that. Because if I got, you know, if I don't have no six-figure salary, excuse me, you know, if I have enough that I know we can be good, you know what I'm saying, that's not a problem. So, yeah, that's a fair trade-off.
But he was a little salty about it, though, because he was leaning towards, like, why don't you pay for some of these dates? I'm like, well, you eat pretty much like 2-3 meals a day at my house,
right.
And you don't chip in on none of these groceries. So I think we kind of got a good thing going here. You know, it's not like I'm making you ham and cheese sandwiches. I'm making like Coquille Saint Jacques. I'm making salmon. I'm making, you know, butter chicken and all this other stuff. So,
dang, that's
I had to like bring him down to reality.
That's a definitely good trade-off.
But some people don't see it that way. So you think that's a good trade-off?
I absolutely. Absolutely.
And when, you know, when he comes to my house, well, came to my house, he don't come no more because he ain't
right.
But you know, he drinking all my juice, drinking all my liquor, you know, which is not, it's fine, you know. I'm a sharing person, but you know, because I mean, think he was starting to keep a tab on dates and whatnot. I said, but you realize you've been staying here for I don't know how long, and you have not, you know, chipped in at all for any groceries.
He was keeping a tab on dates, mm-hmm. but that's it. And you were keeping the tab on everything else at the crib. You won't really.
Once we had that conversation, yeah.
I mean, as you should. But I think, but like you said, I don't see any issue with that trade-off. Like, that's not a problem with me, especially if you tell me what situation you're in. And you're willing to take care of me when I come over there. If I'm eating 2 or 3 meals at your house, I feel like the least I can do is buy you dinner when we go out on the weekend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have no issues with that. You probably spending more money. You know what I'm saying? Buying groceries and cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we don't have any money for time, but I feel like if time was currency, you know, you'd spend a lot more time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's fine with me. I'm good with that.
Okay. Cool.
I'm good with that. I have no issues with that.
Yeah, because I know how to, I can stretch some groceries, honey. Telling you, give me $30 and I'm going to go to the Hispanic market. I'm going to have all kinds of meat.
$30?
Yes. I'm telling you.
I might just have to give you $30 and
meat
let you go,
and produce.
Go ham.
You can get you some good fresh produce at the Hispanic market. Is much cheaper.
And heard it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause
and they will. They have butchers there that will cut. You know, give you the cut of meat that you want, or they will cut and gut the fish that you want. You can pick out the whole, you know, salmon, and they'll, you know, fillet it for you right there.
I'm losing. I can't be going to these chains. I need to go.
it's only certain things I'll get from chains. Like, I'm not at the Hispanic market, they get all that stuff from other grocery stores, like ketchup and stuff. So I'm not gonna get ketchup from there because it'll be like $4 or mayonnaise or orange juice. So I stick to what I need. I'll get my fruits and veggies and my meats and some seafood. Like, I'll get, you know, some shrimp or you know, some fresh fish.
That sounds good right about now.
Yeah. It does.
I need to take down that note so I can do that. But yeah, but I mean, it's definitely a good trade-off. I wouldn't have an issue with that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yours, mine, ours. So we're going to play some more music. So keep it right here on The Flow on this Data Soul Radio on The Flow. So we'll be right back after the break.
And you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
Feel much colder. What's important to me? It don't matter without you. I've been out on the road for a minute. The way that you touch me, girl, I miss it. And it's got my mind reminiscing about you. 'Cause it's been 2 months, 3 weeks, 4 days, 5 hours, 6 minutes, 7 seconds. I don't wanna go another day without you. I've been away for too long, and I wanna come home. Every second, every minute, every hour, I'm thinking of you. Cause I can't live without you, baby. You see the I've been thinking about you, but you just wanna see the face. When I'm not around you, baby, I feel out of this. Baby, relax, you got my heart. Having my heart is all that matters. Baby, you know my love will never part. Never part. Your love keeps me going when I'm alone. And wishing to see you, wanting to hold you in my arms. Haven't felt you just for a minute. My thoughts of you got me wishing I can make love to you. So I cannot wait to get home. Until then I'll be waiting by the phone. Baby, I'll daydream of you laying next to you. 'Cause I miss you. You, baby. I wanna love you, baby. Just wanna see you, baby. Baby.
I miss you, baby. Oh, miss you. it's real? How do you know when love is real?
How do you know
when love is real? When it's real, when it's real.
Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans. Making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant buildouts, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. 9335 or online at pittelectric.com. That's pittelectric.com.
It's electric.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl Miss Marie and DH.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Yeah, bien, bien.
Yes, and we're right here on The Flow. We're here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. The best way to find us is by going to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Tell your friends about us. Also, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories, check out the blog, and share your relationship woes, because that's why the site was created. We got a lot of funny stories out there, and you know, this week's story is no stranger to that, because it's absolutely hilarious. So if you've ever been on a bad or crazy date, post it on thisdateisover.com.
Yes, we want to hear you.
You can email them to info@thisdateisover.com. No names, just situations. Don't put Steve Johnson did XYZ. We don't put names.
Change the names.
Yeah, change the names. Just change the name to protect the innocent. But yeah, tonight we're talking about yours, mine, and ours. But before that, you just heard this week's Makeout Monday song of the day. That was I Miss You by Darian Brockington.
That's a good first name, by the way.
Isn't it, though? A member of the Foreign Exchange.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, he usually sings with them, you know. He's part of the Foreign Exchange family,
to
say the least. So, great singer. Although, you know what? I don't think I've ever seen him with them. When I've gone to their live shows, I don't recall ever seeing Darian.
Yeah, when I saw him, he wasn't with them.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
But, of course, he's all of all their records. All of them.
He is. But tonight we're talking about yours, mine, and ours. And I know you had a question during the break there, DH.
Yeah, I got... See, we started.
Accident!
It's all good. It's all good. But look, I mean, I got a question for you, Miss Marie.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. When auditioning possible relationship candidates, a.k.a. dating, how often do you ask those yours, mine's, or our questions?
Hold on.
Mine
okay.
or ours.
Thank you.
The grammar police is in the building.
That word is banned from the show. Do not put an S at the end of the word mine. Please. I hate that.
I know. I did it on purpose. But no, how often do you ask those types of questions?
Like, how are we going to be splitting things? And well, I don't know if it's like a reoccurring thing, but if it's somebody that I plan to be with, then that, you know, that I see a future with, that's something that we, you know, is going to have to be on the table.
Right.
You know, when it comes to, you know, the spending of the money, because I know I think after a while I might feel some kind of way and I want to have to pull a person aside. Like, well, what are you hoping to happen between us? Or, you know, how do you want, you know, I don't want all the financial burden to be on you. So, you know, I'm going to have to explain my situation and you tell me your situation and we can see how we can make things work cohesively. You know, because I don't want there to be like resentment building. Just like I say, you know, my issue a few years ago was with, you know, how he was not cleaning up certain things.
Right.
Leaving his stuff all over the place. So, you know, instead of me being pissed off about it and like stomping around, like he come to my house and I'm like, huh, what's up? What do you want? You know, I had to, you know, have a slice of humble pie and say, you know what? You just have to have the conversation and talk to the person.
Right. Well, I mean, even in that stage, that auditioning stage, like, you know, you kind of maybe indirectly ask those questions. Like,
I don't know, because if it's just an audition, You know, I don't know that I don't know if I'm really going to ask you about finances.
Right. Well,
because,
I mean,
you know, it's so early.
Right. Well, I mean, almost indirectly. Like, you don't say, hey, look, if we go together, are we splitting the mortgage or am I paying? Like, no, not like that. Maybe more so indirectly, like maybe ask some softball type questions to kind of just see where their mind is.
Hypothetically speaking, like when you get married, how do you think XYZ should...
Yeah, and then you may come up with a loose experience. You know, well, I know people that do it this way.
Right.
And you kind of get their feedback on that. Like, that's kind of what I mean, indirectly more so than directly.
Yeah, I have to, like, really like the person.
Yeah.
And because really see. Like, if I feel that it's something that's really leading somewhere, then I think that's when I'll, you know, try to approach that conversation.
Dude come in, and you be like, oh, man, he fine, da-da-da-da. You may ask those softball questions just to kind of see where his mind at. You know what I'm saying?
More than looks.
You need more than looks.
Yeah.
But looks are a start, though.
You know what? I know. I don't think I've actually started with, like, a financial conversation. I've asked about other things.
Right.
You know. I don't know, but certain things you can kind of gauge from a person without even having to ask. Because I remember talking to this one guy about, you know, one of the things that I'm really skeptical on doing is dating people with kids.
Right.
And it's because I'm judgmental in that regard. If I feel that you're not, if you're not taking care of your child the way I think that you should, or that you're capable of.
How can you take care of me?
Right. And not even that, like, that concerns me. Like, you would just completely abandon your child, then I definitely can't be with you if I expect to have a family with you. So I remember I was talking to this guy very briefly. And he was saying that he hadn't seen his child in, like, over a year because his child was, like, all the way in Alaska, which I can understand. That's an expensive flight, but I guess they FaceTimed. I don't know. But his child had moved back into the area, probably about 4 or 5 hours away. And I'm just like, okay, now that your child is closer, so what are you going to do? He's like, well, I don't know. I guess I'll go down there, like, during the holidays. And this was during the summertime that I asked him this. The holiday he was referring to was, like, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I said, but you have all of this time in between
summer,
now
yeah.
to see your child. So why is that not a top priority? So that turned me off, number one. And then number two, he was talking about getting, like, these new Jordans and this, that, and the other. And, yeah. But just in those conversations, I kind of gathered that he was not paying child support. Because one of the other things that I think he mentioned was, you know, well, my ex, she got somebody now. And I don't like hearing that either. Well, she got somebody now, so she don't really need me. And my, like, your child still needs you because that's your child.
Right.
But yeah, I knew this guy wasn't paying child support because he couldn't even afford to take care of himself.
Right.
And then at the same time, in the same breath, he's talking about getting all these flashy clothes and sneakers. I'm like, yo, but you're not even... Yeah, because he was talking about he couldn't afford to go see his son, like, that was in North Carolina or something like that. Like,
oh, come on,
really?
Man.
But you about to spend $250 to get some sneakers when you could have easily spent that money on a train or a plane ticket or rented a car to go see your child. So that that really turned me off. So I didn't even have to ask these financial conversations. You didn't have to have that conversation. I didn't even have to ask because I knew.
Yeah, you kind of knew where his head was at. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, first of all. But, I mean, I think about it now just as you were, you know, answering the question. I just think about it, you know, even how I dated previously and how I asked a lot of hypotheticals or, you know, a lot of softball pitch questions to kind of get the answer that I'm looking for or to kind of, you know.
Just kind of gauge what their mindset is.
Exactly. But, you know, you realize, it's like now, I mean, I don't realize that I'm actually doing it. Because it just comes out in natural conversation. I'm just trying to feel you out. And basically in my mind, especially on the first couple of dates, I'm trying to piece together, you know, you. You know, piece together your personality and, you know, your thought process. So I can already see your looks. You know what I'm saying? I can see your looks. You know, when we hang out, I can see all that. But it's piecing together, like, your past, you know, your family life. You know, your mentality, you know, what are your goals and stuff like that. So I ask a lot of indirect questions. I guess I didn't realize until you just said that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's a way that you can go about doing it. Because I'm trying to think of, have there been other situations, you know, where I was concerned? Yeah, there was another guy, because I didn't even have to have a financial conversation. But he brought it up to me, talking about, oh, well, I really can't afford, you know, to take you someplace nice. And I can't do this, I can't do that. And I never asked him to take me anywhere.
Right.
I never asked him to take me any place nice. And I think the one time that we did go out, I didn't even eat anything because I had already eaten beforehand. So I wasn't even hungry. So I think I may have gotten a drink Maybe. I don't know. But I watched him eat. So, but he was just, you know, crying how he was so broke and how this. And then the same breath, he's like, well, yeah, I can't wait to go, you know, Black Friday shopping because I'm about to get this TV. I'm going to get these clothes. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. So I'm going to do this stuff on my place. And you just told me that you was like flat broke, this, that, and the other. And now you about to go, you know, tear them all up for Black Friday. I'm confused.
It was like, oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't have any money to take you out, but I do have $600 to drop on Black Friday shopping.
Hey, man, he just put you on his priority list. And you,
all
you,
the way at the bottom.
There you go. You found out where you stood on Exhibit A's priority list. That, and that sucks, you know. Especially if you was feeling him. Were you feeling him?
I like the way he looked.
Okay. It reminds me of that commercial. Gonna like the way you look.
Right. I like the way he looked. And I don't necessarily believe it was a love connection because, you know, even in conversation, he was so quick to call, you know, all these women bitches and whatnot. I'm just like, excuse me. You're in the presence of a lady right now. Oh, that's just how me and my friends talk about ladies. I'm like, oh, so you call me a bitch when I'm not around. Okay, whatever. Damn. So certain things
that another red flag.
Right, certain things that like I don't want him to be slipping up in arguments, call me some kind of bitch. So you know this guy.
Because if he can slip out in a conversation casually like that, right. Not even slip out, but right? He can say it in the conversation.
Like I'm cool with that.
Then that's definitely that.
I don't like men constantly calling women bitches in my presence. I don't like that at all. Like okay, that's not cool, and that's something that he was doing. But going back to yours, mine, and ours, you know, when we get to the ours stage, you know, when we are, you know, cohabitating or we are in a full-blown relationship, where do we take things, you know, with chores? You know, say I have a dog.
Right.
You don't. And you come to my house. Are you going to be open to walking my dog, picking up the poop, or is that just going to be my responsibility?
I'll walk the dog. I'm not cleaning up no boo-boo, man.
But you got to pick up the poop. Dog poop is not biodegradable.
Man, I guess I could. Depending upon the dog. I wouldn't have an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was being stubborn 20 seconds ago. No, I would do it.
Okay.
It's not an issue.
Now, if I'm in a relationship with somebody, one thing that is definitely not going to be ours is the trash. It's going to be all his.
I'm going to do the trash.
It's going to be all his.
I'm going to do it.
What's going to be ours is the dishes. I hate doing the dishes, but that's going to be ours. I got to do dishes when I get home because I cooked something before I left and I didn't, you know, wash my dishes. I just put them in the sink.
You want me to do your dishes? I do your dishes.
So that's going to have to be an our situation, although I would much rather be his because, you know, I do the cooking and he does the cleaning.
But do we have a dishwasher?
Mm-hmm.
Let's put them in a dishwasher.
But I think I need a new dishwasher because mine is old. You know, my home is falling apart. Which is the sad part, because you know,
just get some duct tape.
My towel racks have broken in my bathroom. My bathroom drawer is still broken. And what else did I break? Yeah, like the towel rack for my bath towels have broken. And then you know, a couple months ago, I was drying my hands, you know, for my hand towel. That towel rack fell off the wall.
Fell off the wall.
I'm like, what am I? You don't know freaking incredible Hulk.
You don't know
now?
Your strength, man.
I'm ripping stuff, right? So now my refrigerator is making some weird rattling noise, and then my dishwasher, like I'm having to run things like 2 and 3 times. Like, why are my glasses so cloudy? And like, why is this stuff not coming off? Mm. So that's starting to bother me. So I'm gonna have to replace some stuff. And you know, my AC has been broken, so that's been fixed for a couple of weeks now, and it is like marvelous. But yeah, it's like things are breaking one by one, and it's driving me crazy.
One day at a time.
Right.
One appliance at a time, rather.
Right.
Nah, but I mean, with the chores, I'm okay with chores.
Mm-hmm.
And the dishes, I mean, we can agree to disagree. I'm okay with dishes.
So what about my kids? Let's say I have kids. You date someone that has children that are not biologically yours.
Yeah.
And she needs some child care.
Child care?
Yeah.
Like babysit?
Like she needs you to babysit. Are you going to be down for that?
Oh, yeah. I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Because kids, if anything... Kids are definitely a part of the deal. Like I don't expect to be with any woman or date any woman with kids and totally just disregard that. That's just not the type of dude I am.
What if she says I'm coming up short on the payment for their daycare this month? Can you help me out?
How long have we been dating? Are we like
3 months? Not your kids.
Not my kids.
Not your kids or not your child.
Okay, child. Yeah, I mean, yeah. If she's never asked me before, like if this is becoming a repetitive thing, then I'm going to have to investigate. But if she just asks me, you know, can you help out with daycare? Yeah, no, that's not a problem. I don't mind. Kids are the quickest. Kids and a good meal is the quickest way to my heart. I love kids. You know, I've loved kids, you know, coaching and, you know, teaching and being around kids. So, you know, I got a heart for the children. So that's.
Yeah, but it's real different when they're not yours, you know, because I would feel some kind of way if somebody asked me that, because you're putting me in an awkward position. Because, yes, I do like you and I do care for you. I do care for your kids. But that's not my responsibility to take on the financial security of your children. That should be the other parent that should be chipping in and paying for that child. But, you know, because if you say no, then they looking at you feeling like, damn, I thought we was a unit. I thought we were together.
Right.
But if you do say yes, then they might make that a habit of asking you. And there's certain things, you know, that you have to really ask yourself in relationships about chores and responsibilities and what's really ours. Because one of the things that is a real hot button issue for me is my car.
Your car.
Don't ask to use my car. But before I get into that, I'm going to tell you once again about Epiphany Salon and Spa. Relax and enjoy the attentive hair care atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C. Specializing in cuts, color, and healthy hair, we offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Ask about our formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. Call 202-319-1600. That's 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today.
Good stuff, Epiphany.
Yeah.
But your car?
My car. Like, I don't know. That's touchy for me. You know, I've been in a relationship where I've let somebody use my car. Granted, he didn't crash it or nothing like that. Came close. But he didn't crash my car, but, you know.
Did he have a car?
Yeah.
Okay, so he just was saying, hey, babe, let me just drive your car today.
No, what we would do, because we worked, like, I was on the way to his job. So. Right. He would, you know, drop me off at work, and he would drive my car the rest of the way to his job.
And then pick you up, and then
right.
y'all would go home.
Right.
Okay.
But sometimes, like, he'd be at my place, and he would grab my keys and go off. Now, I don't know. It's just touchy for me if you're not on my insurance plan, and if you're not offering to pay for gas, if you're not going to clean my car, you know, you're doing all this. I don't drive your car.
But
I think I may have driven it without him in the car.
Right.
But, yeah, like, I don't know. My main issue was that he did some jacked up things to his car, you know, with accidents and not paying his insurance on time. And,
well, that's understandable.
And all these other things. So I take issue with having to be responsible for your mistakes.
Yeah, you're
and that's the challenge. You know, I don't want him to feel like I'm not being supportive. But if you couldn't take care of your stuff, what makes me think that you're going to take care of my stuff?
Yeah.
So that's where I was coming from with that whole situation with one of my ex-boyfriends, and he felt that I wasn't being very supportive of him. I said, but I will take you where you need to go. I'm not giving you my car. Because I had two cars at the time.
Excuse me.
I had my Cadillac, which is my weekend girl, and I had my little Toyota, which is my everyday car.
Okay.
And he thought that I was going to, like, give him my Cadillac to drive, or either one of my cars. I said, absolutely not. I said, I will take you where you got to go, but I'm not giving you my car at all.
Okay.
Unless you plan on, like, getting on my insurance policy, because eventually I did put on my insurance, but he didn't offer no money for that. My insurance went up. He didn't offer me nothing.
Well, look, I can understand the cause for concern, you know, after you mention that information. But I think if none of that is a factor, I don't have any issues with the car. I can't even.
But you got to protect yourself. If you want to get into that situation where you start letting people use your car like a significant other, you definitely got to have this insurance talk. Like, yeah, I'm fine with you driving my car, but we got to get you on this insurance, and we got to figure out how we going to divide this insurance bill.
Right.
Like, seriously, because if you mess my stuff up, I'm going to be SOL, because if they hit somebody in your car and you ain't in there, they're not on your insurance. Is your insurance going to cover that? That accident?
I feel you. I just feel like that conversation is only awkward in the beginning, when you're in the beginning stages in it, and if you have to have it. You know what I'm saying? Because if I got a whip and you got a whip, you know what I'm saying? We drive our car, you know, or if we're going out somewhere and, you know, you be like, well, let's drive my car. Like, it's been plenty of times where I've been in relationships and, you know, she had a car,
mm-hmm.
but like she'll be like, well, let's take my car tonight. I mean, I would always drive anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But we would take her car a lot, you know, kind of give my car a break because I was driving a whole bunch. You know what I'm saying? So the car thing to me, really, I'm okay with the car thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like even in a relationship, you know, even on the flip side of that, with like taking care of the car,
Like, if you and me got a car, I'm taking care of two cars. I'm making sure your car clean, going to get the oil changed, doing all stuff like that, you know, because that's
what men... ain't do none of that.
Yeah, that's what men do. Men do that. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't do none of that.
Yeah, nah,
I was still taking my car for the maintenance and this and the other. Well, yeah, that's another thing I guess I need to point out. Like, if the person is not responsible for their own stuff, like, don't try to visit that on somebody else.
Right.
And think they're going to have sympathy for you.
Nah, absolutely not. You know what?
Because, you know, it's, in some cases, you got to, you know, you can't put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound.
That's true.
And that's another thing I didn't think about when it comes to finances. You have to really understand what that person is taking care of, because they could be taking care of relatives. And I know people who have relatives. This is why I didn't even want to bother talking or dating this guy, because his family was so dependent on him. It's like five relatives, sisters, brothers, mother, father, all depending on him. One income. You got five, six people depending on your one income. And he's like, they treat me like this and they treat me like crap. Why are you paying for them to do anything? You don't owe them anything. Yes. They don't support your business. They don't give you any clients. All they do is say, gimme, gimme, gimme. And that a lot of people are doing that. They're taking care of relatives. And I take issue with that, you know, to a certain extent. Like, I know my mom helps me a lot. So if I was in a position to help my mom, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
But when it becomes an unhealthy thing, when it comes, you know, into like taking away from your livelihood, or you canceling, you know, well, I know we're supposed to go out, baby, but I got to, you know, take my mom to the store. Like, you don't have to take your mom anywhere. You don't have to take your sister anywhere.
Right. Yeah, that's...
It shouldn't be interfering with what you already got going on. And I think, you know, he was letting it interfere with that. And I said, you know, I don't want to have to compete with all your relatives, you know, for your time. And, you know, if we're going to be trying to do things together, you know, we can't... Well, we're not going to be able to pay this bill because you just paid your mother's light bill or this, that, and the other. Like, you know, buy your mother a financial advisor or a planner or something.
Yeah, I think you got to understand the depth of... You know what they're actually, you know, paying, and what finance and what type of, you know, obligations that they may have. You know what I mean? That's important. Because just because I make six figures,
don't mean you got six figures.
Exactly. So if I'm making six figures, but I got, you know, I'm paying, you know, mortgage at two homes, you know, two cars, you know, taking care of, you know, all these bills and different things like that. That doesn't necessarily mean that I just got all this money just
lying around.
Exactly.
And that's the other thing you got to focus on too. Like, what. What is this person, you know, what are their debts?
Exactly.
I stopped talking to somebody else because of something crazy like that, because I thought he was just making some outlandish financial decisions.
Right.
With, you know, buying a home. You know, I'm a homeowner two times. Right. So I know about the process. It's expensive.
Right.
You want to get something, you know, if you get approved for like $300,000, you want to get something significantly lower than $300,000. Right. Because, right, you know, you're responsible for the maintenance. You know, if anything breaks, stuff happens, it's all on you, and you have to pay, you know, for your appraisal and home inspection, and it's, you know, closing costs. There's so many other things that you have to pay for. You gotta have a deposit, all this stuff,
all that,
and you have to be mindful of that. You know, how much is it going to cost me to put heat and air conditioning in this house? How much is a water bill going to be? How much is my electricity going to be? How much is the gas going to be? Cable, internet.
Everything.
So it's so many other bills that come along with being a homeowner that some people don't, you know, take, you know, they don't consider.
Right.
And I was talking to this guy very briefly, and he got approved for like $250,000. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what he did to finagle things, but he ended up buying a house that was like $325,000. I said, why the hell would you do that? How did they even approve you for right. that? How did that work? And he wanted to get this big ass house in Southern Maryland. Well, it was a brand new house. They were building it from the ground up. It's, you know, five bedrooms. I said, but it's just you.
Right.
You're living by yourself. That means you got to have furniture for all these bedrooms.
He's trying to build that future with you, girl.
I want us to get a house together. I don't want to move into your place.
Right.
At all. So it just, he was just doing some crazy things. I said, you know, I'm telling you, it's, I would highly recommend that you do some other things. But hey, it's your money. Do what you want to do. But I don't want to have to be, you know, around for that situation when stuff goes awry.
Because when it hit the fan, it's going to hit the fan.
I can't take care of you, sir.
Right.
I'm trying to take care of myself.
Right.
I can't take care of you.
Yo, I know we about to get out of here, but I got to ask you this.
Yes.
This is one thing about chores. Are you a washer or a folder?
I am a washer.
I cannot meet a woman who's a folder.
Because I wash clothes all day. I just hate folding clothes. If I can find somebody that truly doesn't mind folding clothes, it's a winner. Because I'll do everything else. Cook, clean, all that. I just need you to fold clothes.
Yeah, folding is not as fun.
No fold parties.
Right. I don't know. But any parting words? Because it's almost that time for us to get out of here.
It is almost that time. I just want to appreciate, you know, say thank you. Because I appreciate everybody that tunes in and is always so active during the week. And I'm just overjoyed, man. It's just another week. I'm just glad I'm get to be here with Miss Marie, you know, on the flow. And, you know, just enjoying everything with This Date Is Over. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at these upcoming events. You know, next week when we do the live discussion. And then also when we, you know, doing the late light laser tag. I'm just excited, man. I feel like this brand is going to new heights. And I'm just happy to be a part of it.
And we can't do it without you guys' support. So make certain you get your tickets for late night laser tag. Go to tagme.eventbrite.com. Or you can just go to thisdateisover.com and click on our events tab. Check out the website. Post your bad day stories and relationship woes. And join us next week at TGI Fridays in Largo, Maryland for our live discussion as we discuss women and men and women decoded. Yes, you want to understand all these guy codes and girl codes and what do men want and what do women want. So we're going to talk about all that next Wednesday.
Should be a good time.
Yes, but as you know, just to land the plane. Make certain you have those difficult conversations. If you really want to be with somebody planning a future, you have to be transparent about everything.
Yeah.
Including finances. You got to be transparent about what you enjoy sexually, what, you know, STDs, if you have them, finances, children, crazy ex-boyfriends, you know, crazy relatives. If you really got your degree. Because I see people, as we were talking about in our Facebook group, people are lying about having college degrees.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If you're really
black. You
have
to have these I don't even want to talk about that. You really have to be transparent. So, just make sure you have those difficult conversations. And if you are not willing to have that, then you should not be getting into a relationship.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to accept that person at, you know, where they are, then, you know, at least you had that that conversation.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, where that person stands. You know, I would encourage you to do it as early as possible because you don't want to get so involved and so caught up that you can't move forward with that person. So, you know, you got to take the good, the bad, and the ugly when dating and getting into a relationship or a marriage with somebody, because you definitely don't want to get married and be blindsided that, oh, I never knew he had a gambling problem. Oh, I never knew that she had to have all the latest designer fashions and whatnot, which I totally don't agree with when it comes to like designer clothing. I wish they were more black designers and whatnot, but now everybody wants their red bottoms. Power to you. I'd rather spend that $700 on a vacation.
He ain't lied about that.
It is what it is. If you got the money to do what you do.
Absolutely. You live once.
Yes.
Enjoy that.
Thank you guys once again for joining us. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday night, 9:00 Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Next week, join us live on location for a live discussion on Men and Women Decoded at the TGI Fridays in Largo. So I'm going to stop rambling and I'm going to get out of here because I'm actually kind of hungry, which I totally hate being hungry this late. But whatever. Go to our website, thisdateisover.com, and check out our blog post and post yours as well. Have a great week, or rest of the week, shall I say.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Later.